Is this Emily?
Yes.
How are you?
Where are you? Where in the world are you?
I'm in Barcelona.
Ah, lovely.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing? Nice. What do you know about? Do you know anything about this? About us?
Yeah, I know that. Are you calling me from your farm?
Yes, that's right. We're right in the middle of the farm.
Right. Yeah. Well, I know that Glastonbury is one of the most popular and most famous music festivals in Europe, if not the world. And I'm so happy to be a part of its 40th anniversary and you know, to be on the same stage where so many other artists that I admire and love have been before. So I can't wait.
Oh, that's great. Well, you see, we tracked you down because we've been... We were thinking who could, you know, we were thinking of like the ultimate kind of person to do that slot this year. You know, like we have like maybe one kind of big pop star every year. And so we were like, we want to get Shakira because, you know, obviously politically, you know, what you, all the stuff you get up to is kind of similar to a lot of the campaigning that we do.
Yeah, I understand that you donate around £1 million to charity every year. And that's quite amazing. And that's one of the reasons that also, like, that were so appealing to me, you know, to be a part of this, because I know that you are socially aware and that makes a tremendous difference to me. But
that's good. No,
yeah, so thank you so much for considering me, because you know, I hope I can do justice to your expectations and not disappoint. I hope that...
Oh, no, you won't. You honestly, everyone's really excited about it. And you got to remember that there is a generous crowd. People are really, really kind of up for, you know, like having a party, basically. Although we have, like...
That's up my alley.
Well, you're South American. I mean, like, you know, you're like from the land of carnival, which it's quite similar to what we get up to, really.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a big carnival. But our carnival is probably a lot smaller than the stuff you're used to.
Wow. No, I know that it's going to be memorable for me. And
yeah. Tell me about your charity. Did you start a charity?
Yeah, actually, I started my Barefoot Foundation when I was 18. And since then, we've been working on providing education to kids who live in conflict or in extreme poverty. We've been building schools and also providing food and nutrition, you know, like as one of the main components of our models, our educational models. So we've been working on that for quite a few years, and now we're expanding our work to other countries such as Haiti. We're starting a school there.
And
I just came from South Africa from the kickoff concert.
Oh yeah!
And I'm gonna be performing at the final match as well. So we started also a campaign with Mango Stores, where we sell this T-shirt we design, and all the profit that we get from this will go to educational programs also in South Africa for kids who've
That's
been displaced.
Great.
From Angola.
So it mainly is it all education,
which is very similar to what we do in Colombia. Sorry?
Yeah. So it started in Colombia, and now you're kind of taking it to other countries.
Yeah, to other countries where we feel that we can sort of expand our own model that we know very well, and it has given so many great results. Has proven to be so efficient, you know, and transformed the lives of not only the kids but also their families and communities who thrive around one school, you know. So our programs are very comprehensive. They include food, they include arts, they include music.
Great. That's an amazing thing to do, to start so young as well, when you were 18.
It's such a it just gives you so much satisfaction to see that you know, that faith can be changed, because in countries like mine, education is often seen as a luxury.
Yeah.
And not as a birthright, like it should be, you know. And a lot of these kids who live such vulnerable conditions, they're usually very exposed to, you know, to crime groups or military or guerrillas or paramilitary groups, you know, being recruited to this criminal group.
Yeah.
But through education, you prevent these kids from going down the wrong path. You know, you prevent all this from happening. On the contrary, they have a chance to be, you know, to be dignified, you know, human beings who are productive in society. I mean, we've already had graduates who are right now on their way to college, you know. And,
really? And they want
who knows, if they would have not encountered the opportunity of education, which is so, so rare in Colombia, you know, they would be probably, you know, in the streets begging for money or not work or you know, unemployed or or joining the subversive groups, you know.
Because we, you know, we do a lot of work with Oxfam, who work quite closely with various education projects all over the world as well. But it is amazing to see how much, like, kids want to learn, you know, who don't have that opportunity, but that they have the real will to. So it must be really rewarding working with an education, like, you know, building it up and
kind of
taking
it. It's the best. Oh, it's absolutely the best. I recommend it to everybody because it's I mean, you know that every penny you invest in education or every effort or every bit of energy, it just pays off, and you can see the results, you know?
Yeah.
It's so palpable.
Yeah,
especially
absolutely.
Because I know, I mean, I grew up in the developing world, and I know what it is like, to, you know, to have dreams and to want to succeed and to prove things to yourself and to the others. And,
yeah.
You know, my family struggled economically for a while, you know. My dad had a financial crisis in our family and everything, and but I never missed on a good education, and I never missed out having a great family around me, you know, giving me love and protection, and that made me thrive, you know, in life and succeed. So I know the importance of it and the value of it, and I know how a lot of people are condemned to live in poverty in the developing world, you know, and people who are often born poor will die poor unless there is an opportunity, you know, or unless they have the opportunity to go to school and learn, you know, and be someone someday in life, you know.
Because I went to Haiti with Oxfam in 2002. And we were kind of focusing on trade, but obviously kind of we went to see quite a lot of education projects that Oxfam fund with the money from Glastonbury. And it was really interesting, you know, obviously when the earthquake hit, it made you realize that they don't really have the resources to handle something on that scale. And so, you know, it was pretty horrific to see state.
I was just there recently too.
How? Whereabouts are you setting up your project in Haiti?
Well, we're still looking for the right lot. You know, they're getting the right lot because there's so much to be done, but the reconstruction phase will start soon. So I know that we have to get started before the monsoon season, before the hurricane season, you know, which is relatively close. So we're still looking for a lot.
Yeah.
But we've been doing a few field visits to recognize the, you know, the terrains and to talk to key people there and
how was it when you went out recently? How were they?
Partners. They were living in terrible conditions in tents, in plastic tents, 1 meter by 1 meter. It was really like nothing I've ever seen before. However, people were still hopeful, you know, and the youth, the young people were still smiling, and they still, you can see in their eyes that they still hope for a better, for a chance, you know, and for a better future. And I certainly hope that the world won't forget about Haiti so fast, you know.
Well, I know, because that's the thing, but like with Haiti, it's never ever been in the news. Like, they've never, you know, people, I remember a guy I met in Port-au-Prince said to me that he thought the Western world had forgotten about Haiti. You know, they don't know it exists, kind of thing. And the one thing about this is that at least, you know, it's back into people's conscience. And I think as long as the support remains and they can kind of start from scratch. But, you know, it's a horrific thing to happen. And I just thought that...
And you guys are starting... you guys are doing water aid in Haiti, or what exactly?
Yeah, we work with Oxfam,
who...
Uh-huh. Oxfam kind of cover everything from education to water to agriculture and trade and health. So so in Haiti, they work a lot with like women's health and mm-hmm. kind of fair trade, you know, like
I see.
Coffee and rice, mainly in Haiti,
uh-huh.
obviously.
Oh, okay.
So because we're farmers here, you know, we kind of went to look at other farms in Haiti and see the kind of difference in trading laws.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an amazing place. I just thought the spirit of the Haitians was... It was incredible, you know, like...
Right, yeah. You know, I'm very close to Wycliffe and lots of his friends, so I'm close to the Haitian people. I know, you know, we're from the Caribbean, and it's a very similar people, you know. I feel very much identified with the Haitian. The culture as well, the music. They also have a carnival in Haiti, and...
Yeah, I went to the carnival in Haiti, actually, when I was there. But it reminds me kind of like... It's quite similar to Glastonbury because it's quite kind of, you know, like that thing of just like that huge amount of people and that all that kind of energy and color and
uh-huh.
diversity
wow.
and all in one place. Yeah, it's.
So you live in Glastonbury?
Yeah, I live on the farm and I work with my dad and we put this on together, which is fun.
Well,
it's a great
so
thing
awesome.
To do. It's a lot of fun, but it's also quite full on.
You prepare all year long, I guess.
All year, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
really?
It's kind
wow.
of like, it's like if you work, you know, like you're planning one gig, like all year.
You have so many acts, right? You have like
yeah.
hundreds of acts.
Yeah, we have
so,
about
yeah,
100
I can't imagine
stages.
What that's like.
Yeah, it's quite hard to explain the scale of it, but it's kind of like a city, really. And there's about 100 stages and probably about 2,000 kind of different acts.
Wow.
And then, like, circus and theatre and, you know, quite a kind of variety of stuff. But that's why you have to stay, because you can kind of go and have a wander around and see what you think of it all.
Yeah, I will. I'll definitely check out all the acts.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think it'll remind you of South America in some ways. Come and say hi when you get here.
Okay, thank you.
It's going to be brilliant.
Amen.